Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right, welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How are we doing today?
Great. Always great. Just went out there. I was just enjoying watching this coach's coach, man. Semi-private is just like it's like a well-oiled machine out there. And so, anyways, that's what the topic is about today. Actually, I was like not related, but I was just
great tie. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I don't know if you guys know this, but we're in the physical gym right now. Like I know this is a studio inside of, in the gym. It's like in another room, but like it's the gym's right outside that door. And so it's really cool to be able to go out there and see and talk to clients I hadn't seen in a while. And so semi-private is, it's like all the rage right now. Like everybody's doing semi-private training, which is awesome because I totally believe in it. And semi-private is what we call the way. It's something that we've been doing in here since 2010. Yeah. Haven't stopped since.
Yep.
We've iterated. We've gotten better at it. We've added clients to the number. Like at one point we were like, hey, 4-1 and then 5-1 and then 6. So like all that kind of stuff has changed over time. But like semi-private's been one of our core service offerings for 15, 16 years.
You doubled down on it. You know, you removed all the other options.
Yeah.
To
a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's funny because here's the honest truth. We've been talking about semi-private for 740 episodes, you know, call it 10 years. We've been doing it for 16 years. But now you're hearing about other coaches and people talking about, hey, semi-private and, you know, all this stuff is the right way to run your business. It's funny because we need to really discuss this, cause we've seen it fail miserably many times. And so just like anything you do, like you run a gym right now, there's people on the outskirts kind of watching what you're doing. And maybe they're going to go and try to work out on their own because they see some of your stuff. And of course you as a gym owner, like, no, if those people aren't in your ecosystem and they're just trying to see what you're doing, how you're training clients, and they're going to try to do on their own, they're probably not going to, they're going to fail eventually,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the same thing happens inside of our ecosystem where we've been talking about semi-private and people that aren't in our coaching program, so maybe in our Facebook group or they listen to the podcast, they go out and they try to implement semi-private training and fail. It's not funny, but it's like there's obvious reasons that we see why it failed. And most of the time it was, they just added it to their service offerings and try to run it and, you know, it just kind of didn't work. Or they had a large group training programming with less people and it didn't work. Or their pricing was wrong and it didn't work. And, you know, then the realization comes, my clients don't want that. So they tried to do it on their own. They offered it to the clientele, whether or not it's the new market or the current market that they have, their current clients, and it didn't take off. And then the realization or the thought process is, well, it doesn't work for us.
Me.
My clients won't pay that, or my clients don't want that. And it's just not true. I mean, just the honest truth is it just wasn't implemented the right way. And so now that I'm seeing so many coaches in the industry talk about semi-private, it makes me worried for the gym owners listening to them to say, hey, yeah, this is easy, something easy to do. I'll just do it on my own, or I'll listen to what these guys are saying and I'll just go do it on my own. And you're going to end up failing in the long run. There is a process, and you cannot just decide one day you're going to do semi-private, change your price and change your delivery and go and hope for the best.
Yeah, we have it out there.
We have a 7-step process on how to do this in your gym. And there's a phased approach. There's a straight from scratch approach. If you're opening a brand new facility, there's a totally different approach. If you have one-on-one, you're bringing it to semi-private versus large group and you're bringing it to semi-private. Two totally different paths, different conversations, different languages. And I did talk about this in my book, Built to Win. Came out now, it's probably 2 years old, but like I did talk about how to do it a couple different ways. And of course, it's not everything because that's what we do in our coaching program. But like I am so worried to see all these gyms getting on the bandwagon, and which is awesome because I think it is the right way to run a gym. We believe in it. To do it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And you know, it's frustrating in a way, but it's like also like, yeah, of course, expected. Finally, yeah. 10 years later, everybody's finally figuring it out. Like, we've been doing this forever and we've been doing a hell of a job. And the most unfortunate thing about this is I've seen gyms in this industry do very well. Very well. Look at our Iron Circle. These guys are crushing it. $1 million gyms, multiple $1 million gyms, multiple businesses, investments, free time. They're not like chained to their business. Everything that you can want and dream of is happening over here. But the rest of the industry, and the majority of the industry, is struggling. They're not making any great money. Whether or not they're doing semi-private or not is irrelevant. They're following and listening to the wrong advice.
Yeah.
And this industry is not that big. I mean, there's a couple of coaches out there, maybe 10, 12 coaches that coach gym owners, plus all the ones that just started yesterday. Those guys are starting to come up. And, you know, I'm in the camp of, like, abundance.
Sure.
I am in the camp of, like, hey, guys, let's bring this industry together and let's grow this industry. And unfortunately, that's just not the mindset of almost anybody else yeah. That is a coach in this industry. I've reached out to a few. I've, you know, like, hey, we should work together. We've got some great stuff that your guys can use and we can share and all this stuff. And like, all, you know, the rising tide raises all the ships and there's so much to go around. There's so many gym owners struggling that I wanted to reach out, and I've reached out to several and I've been stonewalled to be matter of fact. Like, I've been stonewalled from other coaches that coach gym owners like you listening that said, no, we don't want to work with you. You're competition.
Yeah.
And while I can understand where they're coming from, I think it's the wrong mindset. I believe this again, this isn't me just talking, that I do practice what I preach. And I'll give you a really quick example of what I practice is what I preach. In our Iron Circle, we have gym owners in that group.
Mm-hmm.
And it was under my thought process, if I was going to bring the best of the industry into one group, I have to assume that they're also going to be coaching other gym owners yeah. at some level.
Yep.
And this is happening in there right now. There's 4 or 5 different individuals in our Iron Circle coaching other gym owners. They're competition, sure, but like at the end of the day, I'm abundance mindset. There's enough to go around. One even bigger level than that is our closest competitor to my physical gym, this guy named Scott Carpenter. He is in the Iron Circle. He's been in our Iron Circle for years.
Years, yeah.
We reached out to each other. Hey, man, you know, I had him on the podcast. He was doing some high ticket stuff for gym owners, especially in the CrossFit space. I was like, come on, man, let's work together. I mean, not only for the gym owner space, but like at the gym level, he's a stone's throw away from this door. Right.
Yeah.
And so like his physical gym is close to my physical gym, and his physical, you know, like competition in the gym owner coaching space, he's in our group. Like, of course, come on in. And so like, I'm not just saying that to say it. Like, the point to the message is I believe this could happen at the gym coaching level. Like, and you know, and there's only a few guys out there that I respect anyway. You got MPE out there. Guy, Pat Rigsby, there's Two Brain. There's a couple other guys, right? Like that you've been around. They do good work, and I've even reached out to some of those people on that list, and I've been told no, like
yeah.
no, we don't want to work with you. And they, you know, because they're either afraid we're gonna take their clients, or their clients are gonna gravitate towards us, and they're gonna lose business. And it's kind of frustrating because I have an olive branch that I put out to the industry. Like, you know, and it's like at the end of the day, guys, what you coach and what we coach are a little different. But like the client, the gym owner, they're the ones getting hurt. Because if you're a coach that are trying to coach people into doing like semi-private and you've never done it, what are you doing?
Sure.
You're just trying to tell people to do something and then they're going to fail. When we can work together and we can help you coach your clients up or sure. whatever. And we built a software, right? Semi-private yep. pro. We've talked about this. And we, you know, we know that the CrossFit space is coming up and they're starting to do some semi-private. And so we reached out to the Two Brain guys. It's like, hey, we'd love to be a sponsor at your event. We could set up a booth. Semi-private pro is a great software. If you're teaching people to do semi-private, I believe this is the best software that exists for this. It was built specifically for semi-private. And what do you think they told us?
Nope.
They said no.
Yeah.
They said no. They said no, and it was because that Tim Lyons was involved with the software, right? So that's me, guys. Hello. Tim Lyons was involved with the software. Of course, I'm a co-founder of it. I know what it needs because I have the gym that it serves.
That was created for.
It was created for.
You know, yeah.
Obviously, this is the laboratory for that software. And we believe it's the best out there. And so, like, they're not even allowing their audience to know about it. Because of Tim Lyons, you know what I mean? Because of their competition.
Sure.
So it's like they're not even willing to say you could pay us to be a sponsor so you can, you know, help support our audience because your software is great. And it happened with two other guys. Now, there's also gym owner coaches, like, for example, Todd Durkin.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. I'd known him for years on a personal level. He coaches tons of gym owners.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? He came over here. We showed him the gym. He's like, tell me about semi-private. Tell me about semi-private pro. He's on board. He's an affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And he's using it for his franchise. And he's, you know, he's sharing the love and all this stuff. And he, you know, and of course he gets paid as an affiliate, just like we were offering these guys. And he's adopted it. And we've even had other guys that coach gym owners that we offer that affiliate to. And they said, no, don't give me the money. Give my people a discount.
That's savings, yeah.
And I totally respect that too. And so, like, at the end of the day, like, look, guys, I don't understand where this industry went off the rails, because there's a bunch of people that are talking out of their ass about
things they haven't done.
The things they haven't done. And it's pretty damn frustrating to see the gym owner get hurt. I don't care if you want to help people, but know what the damn, what you're talking about.
There's another big thing that's like within that, and again, it's just kind of a heed the warning, if you may. If you're entertaining or if you're part of a group and somebody in that group does something successful and you can't learn about it because it didn't come from the leadership team or those running the group, be careful, right? Our Iron Circle is a great example of how it's done the other way. I do believe it is a mastermind by the true sense, right? It's a collaboration of everybody that's part of the group and the ideas that stem from any one of those individuals. If somebody does something that works, we encourage them to share it with the entire group.
Yeah,
we don't take credit. The group gets the credit, right? Because you're part of the group as an organization, you know, whatever. Everybody wins. Rising tide raises all ship mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I have had, it's really ironic, but like over the last, I'd say month, I probably talked to two or three gym owners that were, that are looking for a new home. And part of the reason is they've reached a certain level. And when there are those ideas, they get shunned, they get shut down because ownership doesn't get credit for it. And that's again, you're limiting the potential of your clients mm-hmm. or the members of that group and their potential wins because you needed credit, validation, whatever it may be. So
yeah, it's unfortunate. That's just small-minded. I mean, if we're being honest, I do, yes. We are very open with what works, what doesn't work in our group. And if somebody, because I talk to everybody in the group. Mm-hmm. And so like if I'm hearing somebody's doing something super cool, I encourage them. Yep. Hey, dude, share that with everybody. Man, that's awesome. Because, dude, I know I don't know everything. Mm-hmm. I already know that. But it appears that everybody else that coaches gym owners knows everything. Like, I don't know everything. I agree. And that's why the collective group is so powerful, is because you got, you know, 50 little brains are out, not little brain, but like 50 brains are out there working in their gyms and testing and trying and spending money and tweaking, changing a program or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they find a win. They find a lot of losses, but they find the wins and they bring them to the table. I'm like, guys, check this out. We just did this a couple weeks ago. We had our. I was testing with all this AI stuff. This particular one happened.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option.
and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
All right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show. Come from me. But, you know, Scott runs the wealth program. Lindsay runs the leadership department. Zach runs the director circle. Matt's doing the AI circle. And so, like, all these individual members of the Iron Circle are also coaching their own subtopics within the Iron Circle, becoming leaders in the organization. It's just really awesome to see. But at the end of the day, I take a giant step back and I look and I'm like, this guy was just an agency running Facebook ads 2 months ago. Now he's teaching gym owners how to run their business. I see that. I see, you know, gym business coaches that are coaching CrossFit talking about, hey, you know, in order to do something, we need to bring this other service offering into your facility. Or they're speaking about Hyrox, to bring in Hyrox as their whole thing. Like, dude, like,
they don't even own it.
They don't own it. There's obviously Hyrox is a totally different topic, and there's a lot of potential there. But like, at the end of the day, it's like, what is the thing they believe in? You're jumping from peptides to Hyrox to, you know, semi-private to large group training. Like, dude, what is it? You patch all these things. And so who gets hurt? The gym owner gets hurt because they're taking advice from somebody who's bouncing around, or they're taking advice from two or three people, or their Facebook ads guy that was running their ads can't seem to get them ads anymore. So now they're teaching them, well, you know, you got to sell this way and you got to offer this program and your pricing should be this and like the delivery should be that. And it's like, you're just running fit. You're just a digital marketer.
And more often than not, they've never had a gym.
They've never run a gym.
They've never run a gym, right?
I know, so that's what's ironic. Like, I've always run the gym, and then I was really good at Facebook ads and automation. And so I taught gym owners that because I was doing it in the gym.
But you nailed it when you said that this is a laboratory.
100%.
This the reason that we are in this seat coaching other gym owners is because of everything that we've done on that floor and the business that you've been able to create. It's a byproduct of all of that.
Yeah.
And then now, obviously, the arena of bringing in other experts and things like that allows that to just continue and grow. But
yeah. I mean, and really the point of this episode, guys, is like, guys, I think the industry is like messed up and it's fragmented and siloed and people won't share. And I'm over here like, guys, let's share.
Yeah.
And I got told no.
Yeah.
I was at a Perform Better.
We were in
Providence. I was speaking at Perform Better and I was in we were doing like a happy hour. Yep. And I look to my left and I see Sean Greeley from NPE. And then I see over here is Pat Rigsby, and I see Martin Rooney, and I see Todd Durkin. And I was like, hey guys, come here, bring it in. I got them all into a big circle and we're all just jamming and stuff. And I was like, we should do an event, all of us. And we should just talk about what we believe in and then have a debate against each other, like why we believe what we believe and the data behind it. And couple guys said yes, and obviously some of them said no way. But that's where my head is at. And it was, you were there.
I was there, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And I was like, let's all get together and let's do a big event and we'll just debate. And who? Why would I do that?
Because the gym owner has the
they get to win.
They get to win. Yep, 100%.
The gym owner gets to win. We get 1,000 gym owners in an audience. We all get up there as gym business coaches, and we debate on what we believe in is what their way is. Like you talk about, and then we attack each other or question. Like sure, we battle. Be like, well, what about this? Why do you think that? And then the gym owners in the audience get to listen. And then they can come up and ask questions to each one of the guys or girls that are coaching gym owners. How cool would that be? It would be awesome.
Yeah, we've talked about it so many times.
And so like any gym owner or a gym business coach that's listening, like that's what I'd like to offer. Like, let's do it next year sometime and we'll just put it up, you know, hell, I'll host the event.
Sure.
And we'll just, it'll be a free event. There you go. All the gym owners we can into a room. And let's just talk about the industry and what we believe is the best approach for business. Not necessarily like how to swing a kettlebell.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the business model, pricing structure, delivery systems, you know, that kind of stuff. Marketing,
yep.
Automation, AI. I would love to do that. But it'll never happen. We need to get like 7 or 8 of these guys.
Yeah.
Anyways, like that's just where my head's at. And I'm like, let's just do that and have it make it a really cool, impactful event. And then let the gym owners decide. Because I unfortunately, especially over in the CrossFit space, there's this like it's an echo chamber.
Sure. Oh yeah.
It's an echo chamber. And like the honest truth is you look at the industry over there in the CrossFit space and the top guy is doing like 50 grand a month or whatever it is. And it's like, why would I listen to the guys who are doing down here, why don't I listen to the guys that are doing $100,000, $200,000 a month in a single location? There's always outliers.
Yeah.
I'm not saying those guys, because there's some really wild numbers, even in our industry, like in the semi-private side, the guys are doing 3 million in 5,000 square feet. It's awesome, but like that's not the norm. The norm is down here.
Yep.
So like you take the center of the pack and like what the average is, over there in the large group space, it's going to be under 30,000, maybe like 22, 24,000, somewhere in there. It's like, why would you, if that's the ad, like, why were you listening to those guys? So All this to say is I've had conversations. Zach's had conversations with other industry leaders, if you call them that. And they've said no. So that's just my fair warning to anybody listening. You know, this is our podcast. We can say whatever the hell we want on it. you know, if you're listening, you know, you're an audience, in the audience, just fair warning. Like, it's up to you to listen to whoever you want. Like, but that's my thought. It's like, let's just get out. Let's do a debate. So we all believe in something. I hope some don't, some just jump.
Grab whatever today's hot topic is.
Yeah.
And
so like, so while this started out as like, hey, semi-private is hot. It's the thing. Like, you just need to know that you can't just do it. Like you can. You may fail, you may succeed, but like there's step-by-step process that we coach and all that stuff is all there for you.
But compare it to, like, let's compare it to the industry that we're in. You as a gym owner are like a client walking into a gym for the first time.
Right.
You kind of mentioned it, right? Like, proximity matters. As close to the information and the resource, the closer you are, the more likely you are to get that result, right? If somebody walks into a big box gym who's never been in a gym, never done, you know, personal training, never had that experience, the likelihood that they're going to get the best of the results are minimal. You walk in and they pay for training, they're going to get a guaranteed result, but they're going to get a better result than they are going to be on their own. Coaching in this industry is no different. Mm-hmm. You can, like, again, those of you listening, you're getting a portion of the result just by listening and adhering and doing some of these things from the podcast. Those that work with us get another level of result that's going to be more than what you can do on your own by just listening to a free resource, right? Those that get to the Iron Circle where everything comes, you know, like it's everything on the table,
yep.
You're going to have the greatest opportunities and the greatest results. Mm-hmm. And so that proximity matters. You know, obviously I coach gym owners. We coach gym owners every day. That's what we do. We see the results of them and we compare it to those who we have the conversations that have tried it on their own, and they are night and day different. Mm-hmm. And so if you're, you know, if you're a proponent for personal training and you believe in that for yourself and you don't have a business coach, that's part of that warning. Why? Do you, are you capable of getting a greater result? You know, is a small investment a month with a coach going to do that for you, or capable of doing that for you? If so, then heed Tim's warning and just make sure that the person that you're aligning yourself with has some proof of concept, some, you know, testimonials to show that they've done it and that they can reproduce those results for you as well. And if not, maybe they're not the right one for you.
Yeah, Mom, it's up to you. Everybody listening, you know, you got your own business, your own choices. But yeah, that was really what I wanted to say. And I'll probably do a deeper dive in this, maybe on the YouTube channel or something. But like, I'm just not happy with seeing the averages so low and how hard everybody's working, because it would be one thing if they were just like working from home and lobbing in a couple hours a week. Gym owners are working 50, 60, 70 hours a week, opening up at 5, closing at 9 at night, doing work on Sundays, missing kids' practices, missing big events, not taking their families on vacation for the dream. And they're only making, you know, whatever it is, and they're barely making it by, barely paying their bills. And there's another way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just being, they're just listening to the wrong advice.
Yeah.
Honestly, just listening to the wrong advice, and you're taking action on the wrong things. That's really where it's just coming from. It's just like, hey, the gym owners are struggling.
Yeah. The industry as a whole, like you said.
The industry is struggling. The gym ownership, the benefit to the owner is struggling. Where this whole other world is over here with these Iron Circle guys and girls, and they're just, you know, they're just loving life. They're loving their gyms. Their teams are operating great. They're traveling the world. You know, maybe spending a little too much on traveling, you know, that kind of stuff. But like, that's up to them. They have the time. They're not chained to the operation. And that's really the key. It's like how we move these gym owners from gym owner operators to gym owner orchestrators. They're just orchestrating the thing from afar. They've got a great business, and not only that, they got a great asset. They have an asset that like is sellable.
Another good point.
That's a whole nother topic for another day. But like, they have a sellable asset, whereas, you know, just a year ago, some of these guys and gals had a unsellable business.
And that's the difference between, you know, like you've mentioned before, jumping into biz buy sell, looking at what a training gym's going for. The cost of the equipment, you know, $25,000, $40,000 for the whole business.
I saw one, take my lease, take all my equipment, take my lease, get me out of here.
Yeah.
That's
from a sales component, like that is not an attractive buy for anybody, right?
No.
But at the other end of the spectrum, we've had gym owners in our own network that have sold an asset for $1 million.
Yeah, that's Daniel, but. You know, most of the gyms that we are having the Iron Circle, they'd be over $500,000 to $1 million in sales if they're just a single location, multiples if they're multiple, right? But like that versus, you know, under six figures on Biz by Sell, basically any town in America, you're going to be able to pick up a gym for $60,000 and obligation to the lease.
Yeah.
Because there is no cash. They're probably selling for just what the equipment's worth, and get me out of here.
And some of those are brands. They're national brands.
Oh, big franchises.
You know what I mean? Franchises. Yep. Like,
yep, totally.
You for even just that, right? Like a one-off standalone location owned by a gym owner who created the brand themselves to be able to sell for damn close to $1 million versus bringing everything that you would think that a franchise could do for an owner.
Pretty wild, isn't it?
And
pretty wild.
Yeah.
That's telling.
Very telling.
I might bring that up on stage.
Good point.
I might just bring that up on stage. All right, guys, rant is over. You know, I just, fair warning, this is just what I'm seeing in the industry. I get hit with the same ads you do, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute, weren't you just an ad agency 2 months ago, and now you're selling, you know, coaching on some level? This isn't necessarily me bashing anyone, although there's a lot of reason to bash a lot of people in this industry. It's Why play so small and so close-minded when you've got, you know, opportunities to share and win, and everybody can win, and why don't we collaborate and all this stuff? And there's a couple guys that really want to collaborate, big names.
Yeah,
and I'm all for that, right? Like, why not? But like everybody else, that's just like, no, we won't work with we don't want your semi-private pro software because it's tied to Tim Lyons. Like that's literally the words that I was told. Like how small am I? I wasn't even on the call. You know, they're afraid, I guess. I mean, they're afraid that we'll do it better than them, I guess. Whatever. So anyways, that's it for now. Hopefully you guys enjoy that one. Hopefully you have a big fat cigar and you're laughing about this and sharing it all over town because I'm sure it's going to get shared, but whatever.
We're here to help gym owners. I mean, it was our mission statement, you know. We help gym owners win.
Yeah. This ain't helping them win if you're not allowing other people to have the best software because you're afraid of whatever. So anyways, I need a drink.
We could have did Whiskey Wednesday for that one.
We should bring that back. No?
We need to bring that back.
Somebody was asking.
We've got a lot of listeners that like some of our one-off, you know.
Yeah. Let's get Brian, don't we have some whiskey in the room? There's plenty of risky. What day is it? Tuesday? I don't know. We have to do it on a Wednesday.
We got to get a Wednesday back here.
All right. Yeah. We're off the hook, guys. All right. That's it for this episode. Hopefully that helps you, opens your mind up a little bit. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go a level deeper on the things that we talk about here, make sure you check out our YouTube channel. The podcast is where we have conversations about what's happening in the industry, but on YouTube, we go way deeper. We break down the frameworks, the strategies, and the systems that gym owners are using to build stronger businesses. We walk through examples, give you visuals and real-world scenarios so you can actually see how things work. So if you're serious about improving your gym and you want a more detailed breakdown beyond what we can cover in the podcast episode, head on over to our YouTube channel. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@The Gym Business Coach. All one word. Hope to see you there and take care.